This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey. A top White House advisor warned Sunday the United States is preparing fresh sanctions against Russia over the near-fatal poisoning of Kremlin critic Alexei Navalny. The jailed opposition leader Navalny is President Vladimir Putin's most prominent opponent. He was arrested in January upon returning to Russia after recovering from a poisoning he says was orchestrated by Moscow. The United States in March imposed sanctions on the director of Russia's FSB security agency after finding out it carried out the poisoning of Navalny. U.S. President Joe Biden's national security advisor Jake Sullivan told CNN's State of the Union Sunday another round of sanctions is being prepared. Moscow quickly pushed back and warned of a Russian response, with a foreign ministry spokeswoman on social media calling out what she says are, quote, illegal actions. It comes days after Biden and Putin met in Geneva for their first summit, where the leaders sought to cool tensions in the U.S.-Russian relationship. Ethiopia's election workers took to the streets of Addis Ababa on Sunday to explain the voting process. Monday's national polls have been touted by Prime Minister Abiy Ahmed as the country's first attempt at free and fair elections, but not everyone will be voting on Monday. The election has been delayed in 110 out of 547 constituencies because of logistical problems and violent conflicts, such as in the northern Tigray region. No date has been set for the voting in Tigray, where Ethiopia's military has been fighting the region's former governing party, the Tigray People's Liberation Front. Some opposition parties are also boycotting the elections over what they describe as harassment of their members. Find more at voanews.com. This is VOA News. Libya's unity government on Sunday reopened a 300-kilometer coastal highway linking the country's east and west, closed for 2 years due to fighting. Announcing the implementation of another key step in a UN-led peace process, Libya's interim prime minister says the move will help to turn a page after a decade of conflict. The highway connects the war-torn North African country's border with Tunisia and its frontier with Egypt. Delegates at UN-led talks in Switzerland in February chose the interim prime minister and a three-member presidency council to help steer Libya towards the ballot box on December 24th. The reopening of the highway was at the heart of talks between a committee of military figures from rival camps. Portuguese authorities have confirmed suspicions that the new Delta variant of the coronavirus is driving a spike in new cases in the Lisbon region. Portugal's National Health Institute said Sunday the highly infectious variant that was first found in India has a prevalence of 60% of new cases in the nation's capital. The recent surge in infections caused authorities last week to ban all travel in and out of Lisbon on weekends. The measure went into effect on Friday. Due to rising daily infections, Britain has taken Portugal off its green list, meaning that people coming from there in the UK must quarantine. Tokyo 2020 organizers threw open the doors of the Olympic Village to the media on Sunday, showcasing virus upgrades, including a so-called fever clinic just over a month before the games begin. Organizers are in the home stretch before the July 23rd opening ceremony and are still trying to build confidence that the mega event will be safe for athletes and the Japanese public. On Sunday, they unveiled the dedicated virus clinic, which will be used to test and isolate people suspected of virus infection or considered close contacts. In a taste of the challenges ahead, a member of the Ugandan Olympic delegation that arrived in Japan on Saturday tested positive for the virus, despite reportedly being vaccinated and testing negative before travel. The safety measures are set to make for games like no other. Overseas fans are already banned. A decision on domestic spectators could come Monday. China on Sunday announced its 1 billionth shot in the world's biggest coronavirus inoculation drive as Brazil's death toll from the pandemic passes 500,000. The global death toll from COVID-19 is now more than 3.8 million, and many nations are still battling outbreaks, but vaccine drives are allowing some countries to begin to remove health restrictions. China's vaccine milestone comes after the number of shots administered globally passed 2.5 billion on Friday, according to an AFP count from official sources. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.